Shelley Shepherd Gray is in the studio with me tonight. She's the author of a number of best-selling books and a two-time Holt Medallion winner. She lives right here in the greater Cincinnati area, and tonight we're going to talk about her latest book. It's titled Hopeful, and it's the first in her Return to Sugar Creek series. Shelley, it's always good to see you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being a guest on your show.
Welcome back. Hopeful certainly includes some romance, centering around the main character, Miriam, but there's also a bit of a triangle and a mystery. So we have several themes going on here, and part of the latter involves her friend, Mary Kate. Let's talk about Miriam first. So if you would, because you do describe her physically in the book, as she thinks others see her, but also as she sees herself. So talk about her, if you would, a bit.
You know, something I try to do with all my novels, even though they do center around the Amish, I try to make characters that we can all relate to. And Miriam Zare is a great example of that. She is kind of a wallflower. She's kind of waiting for her chance for excitement and romance and all kinds of good things to happen to her. And they just quite haven't happened yet. She wonders if maybe it's her looks. She's not unattractive, but she's always realized she probably wasn't the prettiest girl in the room. What happens, though, is just like you said, she learns to see herself as others see her and also to see her for herself. And she really does have a wonderful beauty from within. I have to say, from what I've been hearing from readers, Miriam is one of everyone's favorite characters, and I've been surprised at how many people have written me and said, I'm Miriam, I could relate. And you know what? I think I'm Miriam too. I don't think any of us ever see ourselves exactly like others. We tend to look at our flaws instead of our best qualities.
Well, she's certainly a person who is a wonderful friend in every way you would want someone to be your friend. And she then does, in fact, befriend Mary Kate, who is new in Sugar Creek. So tell us about Mary Kate's life, and we won't give away the mystery about why she's come, but there is an air of mystery around her.
Well, with the character of Mary Kate, I wanted to delve into two things. One is she's the new girl in town, and she is the new school teacher. As far as Amish communities go and Amish schoolhouses, some communities, they really want their teachers to be have a pretty good education and be well-read. Others, they're willing to take just about anybody. And as most people know who read Amish novels, that most Amish leave school at age 14. So Mary Kate is one of the latter. She is a nice lady. She's young. She doesn't have a lot of experience, and she needed a job. And it's just what you said. She's in Sugar Creek for kind of a mysterious reason. Without letting y'all know too much, she's kind of on the run from somebody and is hoping to hide out in Sugar Creek. Unfortunately, and we all find this out at the very beginning, Mary Kate is not a gifted school teacher. And she feels horrible about that. She wants to be the best person she can. She wants to do right by the students she's teaching. It's just a little bit beyond her. She reaches out to the nicest person in town, who happens to be Miriam, and their friendship forms.
There recently was a very interesting documentary on about the Amish and their way of life. And what I took away from it was this really extraordinary sense of community, very positive, as well as what happens when you're no longer part of the community. But talk a bit about that and how it plays out in this novel, if you would.
The Amish that I've met, they've been very welcoming to me. And I've gotten to be in a lot of different situations. And it's exactly what you said. It's a wonderful, giving community. Just anything that you would possibly need, you merely just have to let it be known that you are needing something, whether it's help or money for, say, a hospital bill, anything. They're more than willing to reach out. Consequently, especially in the stricter Amish groups, if you are not quite fitting in, or for some reason you have to leave your community, you really feel a sense of loss, maybe more than, say, an Englisher who can rely on the telephone and internet and a lot of different things. When you're Amish, you don't have those different facets to fall back on. You're mainly relying on your friends and neighbors. So Mary Kate is interesting in that way, in the sense that she really doesn't have any friends and neighbors right now, and she's not making a lot, even though she does have a suitor by the name of Junior. She's very pretty, and she's caught his eye. So that's kind of her saving grace, at least at the beginning.
I'm interested to know what got you started writing about the Amish and their way of life.
I write inspirational novels. I had actually written a Western that ended up being called A Texas Promise. It did get published. But back, gosh, I want to say 2006 or 2007, my agent was shopping the novel, my historical, and it wasn't getting a lot of attention, but it did create the notice of an editor over at HarperCollins. And she said, you know, we're trying to start a new Amish line of romances, and we heard you live in Ohio. And I had to laugh because, I mean, by the way she was talking, it's like we'd see a buggy at every corner or something. But luckily for me, I really do feel that God was looking out for me. I had been visiting over at Adams County, right up on 32. There is an Amish community. And I had been a frequent visitor there. I enjoyed looking at the furniture, enjoyed eating the cinnamon rolls. I enjoyed just being in such a calm, tranquil area. And so when it came about that someone said, why don't you give this a try? It felt like it was a good fit for me. I entered this genre, writing the first book, never knowing whether it was going to be what people wanted. I really didn't expect there to be a second novel. And here, Hopeful is number 20. So it feels like a good fit for me, and I couldn't be more grateful.
This is a first in the series, so I'm wondering, will we see more of Miriam and Junior in the next Return to Sugar Creek books, or will they focus on some other people that we may have met but weren't highlighted?
Yes, you will. You get to see Miriam and Junior. They are especially highlighted in the third book, Joyful, because one of Junior's brothers falls in love. The Beiler family, I just really enjoyed. They are a group of, gosh, I want to say six kids, and they are parentless. Their parents had passed away, and so they're kind of raising themselves, kind of like that old TV show Party of Five or something. I had a lot of fun with them because it was some different kind of characters. I really enjoyed how they'd all taken on different roles of parenting, especially for their littlest member of the family, Kayleen. Another group of characters in this series are Judith and Ben Knox, and they are original characters from my first Sugar Creek series. So it was very fun going back to those Sugar Creek books. I had to read them all over again and become familiar with their storyline. Their storyline, it goes through all three books in Return to Sugar Creek series, and it delves with adoption and foster parenting. I'm really proud of their storyline.
Well, you've given us something to look forward to. Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
I've been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her latest novel. It's titled Hopeful, and it's the first in her new series, Return to Sugar Creek. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.